It's 8 in the evening, sometime after the close of our last episode. As Private Operative Paul Drake walks to the door of Della Street's apartment.
Hi, Paul.
Beautiful. Della, you look gorgeous.
Naturally.
Was I surprised when you asked me over here to your place?
Hello, Paul.
Not so surprised anymore. Business meeting,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Give me a coat, Paul.
Yes, thanks.
Can I fix you something?
Yes, whatever you're having.
Hot tea.
Okay, straight tea.
How's your head, Paul?
Okay. Well, what's up?
Well, everything is ready from our end. But just one more detail. At 10:15 in the morning, Mrs. Barclay's car is going over the cliff by the river. The driver, dressed exactly as Mrs. Barclay will be dressed, will go over the cliff with the car.
You mean it'll look like he goes over the cliff?
Huh? No. He will go over the cliff.
Hmm?
We've got a very good man to pose as Mrs. Barclay. He's a professional stunt driver.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The timetable is as follows. Mrs. Barclay leaves her house at 9 in the morning, telling the servants that she's going for a drive. By 10 o'clock, she's on the little road leading to the cliff over the river. Now, that road goes through a patch of woods. The stunt driver will be waiting there in the woods. He will take Mrs. Barclay's car, drive it over the cliff. Now, here is where you come in.
Wait a minute. You think I'm going to ride with him?
No, Paul, no. I want a man watching him.
How do you mean?
This driver is taking a big chance, Paul. He may get knocked unconscious. He may get hurt. So have a man there, someone fishing or bird watching, I don't care. But have a good man on the bank of that river. If it goes off, as we planned, your man is to report the accident and call the ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Made arrangements for the ambulance?
Yes, with the ambulance, the local police, and the local press. Everything is lined up.
I'll have Maury Cohen there.
Good.
How is Mrs. Barclay feeling about this, Perry?
Well, how can she feel, Paul? She's willing and eager to do whatever she can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a map of the area.
Yeah.
Now, here is the unpaved road by the river.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this here, that's the spot where he'll go over the cliff.
Right.
So you have Maury waiting there, just in case. Well, as you know, the Gus Perry Mason must find is August Jansen. And as you also know, Gus Jansen doesn't dream he's in the slightest danger. Now, as he walks to his apartment.
Gus.
Tony. Well, if it isn't Miss Fasina who's in charge of entertainment. What are you doing here?
I want to see you.
I'm not amused, Tony.
Cut it out, Gus. I gotta see you.
Oh? Important, Tony?
Yeah.
Now, let me see. In reference to Gordy?
Yeah.
I thought so. Get lost, Tony.
Gus,
I'm not interested in your troubles, Tony. Get lost. I haven't got troubles.
No?
Not that I know of. As far as I know, everything's fine.
You think you know everything, big boy, huh?
I'm not a fool, Tony. Won't you come in?
Thanks. You got a nice place.
Thanks. You mentioned trouble.
Oh, and a portable bar. I didn't think you'd have a bar.
You didn't?
I need a drink, Gus.
Let's talk.
Gus, I need a drink. Here, I'll...
No, I can do it fast.
Have a drink or start crying. If I started crying, I...
Tony.
Gus, no.
You mentioned trouble. Are you going to tell me and fast and without crying?
Oh, all right, Gus, only don't...
Tell me, Tony.
It's Gordy.
All right.
It's worse than I ever thought.
What's worse?
The way Gordy feels about Kate Beekman.
Oh?
Since you've been seeing her, it's eating him up inside. He don't think of anything but her. You and her. It's all he thinks about.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to me, Tony. I did all I could. I fixed it so Gordy don't see her anymore.
What do you mean he doesn't see her? He sees her inside his head. She's all he sees.
Tony, I don't care. That's your problem. Now, suppose you get out of here.
You and Gordy, huh? Both of you tell me to get out. Does the name Sam mean something to you?
Maybe. Why?
Your new driver. His name was Sam. He's somebody Gordy used to know. Does he mean something to you?
He's my driver. Of course he means something. Say the rest of it, Tony. And say it now.
Gordy didn't give up. He knows Sam from a way back.
And?
He paid Sam for something.
What?
Information.
What?
I don't know. I only heard one side of the conversation. But I know this. One minute, Gordy was a little guy beat down to his knees. One minute, he was ready to give up and come back to me. Then he got a telephone call.
From Sam?
Yeah.
You don't know what Sam told him?
No. But whatever it was, it changed everything for Gordy. All of a sudden, you're the world by the tail again. All of a sudden, he thinks he's got a way to beat you and get Kate Beekman for himself. I love that guy. You hear me, Gus? I love him. But if I can't have him, nobody else will. If I can't,
no...
Don't you talk to me like that.
I said shut up. Where's Gordy?
I left him at his place.
What's his number?
Helmut 48100. Don't tell him I'm here, Gus. Don't tell him.
Don't be a fool.
Yeah?
Gordy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, Gus.
How's the boy, Gordy?
Never better, pal. You?
I'm swell.
Glad to hear it. What's on your mind, pal?
I'd like to see you before you go out to the club.
Tonight, Gus?
Right away, if that's convenient.
Well, I'd like to, but some things have come up, pal. You know how it is. You wanted me to come to your place, of course.
Why, either way, Gordy, you can come here or I'll meet you halfway.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Gus.
I should have told you, Gordy. I got a message from the boss.
Oh, yeah? What's J.T. say?
I can't tell you over the phone, but the message concerns you.
Oh?
Of course, if you're too busy, I'll send J.T. a cable.
Now, wait a minute. Look, Gus, there's a cocktail lounge downstairs in my place, you know?
I know.
Why don't you meet me there and say, an hour, huh? Oh, now I forgot. You don't like cocktail lounges.
Not very much, Gordy.
Well, I do like them, Gus. I'll see you in an hour, pal.
Okay, pal. I'll see you.
Wait a minute, Gus. Now, can't you give me an idea what it's all about?
When I see you, Gordy. But, Gordy, it's nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm awful glad to hear you say that, Gus. You wouldn't kid me.
Why should I kid you, pal? Wouldn't you tell me if I were in trouble?
Of course I'd tell you, pal.
Sure you would. I'll see you, Gordy.
Gus, you won't hurt him.
Me? Hurt Gordy? We're pals, baby. Real pals. I'm going to tell you something. Gordy's a boy who asks for trouble. I never saw it fail to happen. Start asking for it and you'll get it. I never saw it fail. No, don't worry. Tony, you wised me up in time to keep him out of trouble. That's just what I'll keep him out of. Trouble. See?
August Jensen is about to make a startling discovery. The events of the immediate future will profoundly affect a number of lives, including Perry Mason's. By all means, join us on Monday, won't you?